Yeah. All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up bottom of page Kuf Chaf Vav. Kuf Chaf Vav, right after the three dots there on the bottom. So the Piagetna goes on, he explains, Ha'imav odas hamakom lefanecha. Rak kindavar levalos bo'itos ha'pnuyos ha'sashalom. It's actually a very moving piece, right, to the Piagetna. He says, is your avodas Hashem something that is utilized simply to go ahead and pass time? So he is amazing. So this is one of these moments, bottom of page Kuf Chavav, where the Piagetna is speaking in almost like a brutally honest fashion. Why is it that speaking to us, to the reader, why is it that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is it because you want to pass the time? Is it because you're looking to fill up your life with something? Is it because you want to justify yourself, to make yourself feel like you're doing something productive, to fix that itch, that which is deficient in you? So what the Piaget is pointing out over here is, sometimes we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we go through the motions, but it's not exactly clear why it is that we're doing it. And sometimes people do it just because, what else am I going to do? Other times people do it ultimately because they want to feel like they're doing something ultimately to advance their cause of self-refinement, but I don't necessarily know how I'm accomplishing that in the course of Avodas Hashem. He says, "Im ki lo tikant es atzmecha mu'uma v'leimor ola ani." Sometimes a person is not really doing anything to fix themselves, to remedy themselves, but they say, look, I'm such a bal aliyah. Look how far I'm coming. Look how far I'm growing. Now, I will say, now what the Piaget is talking about over here is probably one of the greatest challenges we face, which is this self-delusion that I'm growing and I'm doing something. Why? Because I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm actively doing something. But as we're going to see, just because you're actively doing something doesn't mean that you're actually growing. Doesn't mean that you're actually progressing. And he gives the mashal. Sometimes when a person is just busying himself and doing stuff, but not necessarily working towards something in a comprehensive fashion, he says as follows, what is it like? Rak kinitba babitza. Listen to this. He says it's like someone who is like in quicksand, like in mud, in a swamp. Listen to this. Shesameach al raglo ha'acha sheheri mimenu. Listen to this example. He says it's like someone whose feet are stuck in the swamp, in the quicksand, in the mud. So he lifts out his left foot, and he's so happy that he got his left foot out. But what doesn't he realize? That his right foot is sinking. And then what happens? V'shuv sameach al raglo hashnia, page kuf chav zayin, shigam zuik bia, ve'in or nosin leif shashuv harishon shaka. Okay, so then what happens? He gets out his right foot, and he's so happy, except he doesn't realize that what? His left foot is once again submerged. So what happens? What is the Piagetna describing over here? He's describing a situation where a person is constantly getting mired in the swamp of life. Person is constantly getting mired in the quicksand. But what happens? You see, I give myself the illusion that I'm growing. Why? Because, hey, today I'm getting the left leg, tomorrow I'm getting the right leg, but I don't realize that when I get the left leg, the right leg sinks deeper. When I get the right leg, the left leg sinks deeper. And at the end of the day, I'm moving. There's no shaila that I'm moving, but I'm not progressing. I'm not going anywhere. One leg comes at the expense of the other, and I'm just perpetually sinking. He says, "V'chivan she'es ikaro va'atzmuso eino yochol agbia." You see, at the end of the day, the only way for me to get out of the swamp is how? To lift myself up in totality. I'm just going to lift one leg, the other leg sinks deeper. I have to lift up my entire body to somehow get to higher ground so that ultimately I could pull both legs out. If I can't find a way to lift my body in totality, the entire day I'm going to work, right? I'm going to work. And today's going to be a right leg day. And tomorrow's going to be a left leg day. And then a right leg day. And then a left leg day. And I'm moving. Every day there's movement, but I'm not moving anywhere. I've flatlined. Va'al ando yishar, I will stay where I am. Ubebitza atzavar yishka. But you know what happens after a certain point in time? After a certain point in time, you get tired. You get tired. And what happens when you get tired? You just simply sink into the mud. I will say, it's a very, very, very profound mashal. Because what the Piagetan is describing, I think, is something that many of us could relate to on a very real level, which is, we're busy, I'm moving, I'm lifting the legs, I'm moving, but at the end of the day, I'm not progressing forward. And the reason why that is a very simple one, is that a lot of times I'm focused on the movement of the legs, I'm not focused on the movement of the body. And if all I'm doing is moving the legs, then at the end of the day, although there's movement, at some point in time I'll sink. The only way to really move forward is to raise the body up in totality. If the body is raised, then ultimately I can move forward in a comprehensive fashion. It's a very profound idea. Va'ata. So the Piaget says, so what's the application? Here we go. Page Kuf Chav Zayin, first full paragraph. Va'ata. Im min aliyah demuya tefachid. If you are afraid, I will say what he calls aliyah demuya. This is very profound. Aliyah demuya means, literally, aliyah means growth. Demuya means illusion. So if you are afraid of illusionary growth, which is the type of growth, ultimately, again, that is not real. That is not real. Right? The type of growth, ultimately, again, that is not real growth, but at the end of the day, looks like growth. It's the illusion of growth. If you're afraid of that, virak loros be'emes el elokim emes tishtoke. And what you really desire to do is ultimately come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harim is ikarcha es nafshecha adbar. This is amazing. What do you have to do? You have to be magbia your nefesh. Stop trying to lift up legs and start trying to lift up your soul. That, says the Piaget, is what I have to do. Es nafshecha hagba. Ki eich tale im hi babitza shekua. How can I go ahead ultimately and move myself forward if I'm stuck in the mud? Ubamat tifchar batov im hi barak vura. How could I choose good if at the end of the day I'm up to my neck in negativity? Maher la orera ko old ruach chayimba. Make sure to go ahead and awaken the soul. As long as there is a spirit of energy inside of it. And quick, awaken the soul before it's been strangled out by the piles and piles of shtus, of silliness, that sometimes are heaped on top of it. So we'll say, so says the Piagetzna, something amazing. How do I go ahead and at the end of the day, stop lifting a leg and start lifting myself? Awaken the neshama. He says the neshama is like the trunk of the body. The same way that if I'm in the quicksand, to lift one leg is fine, except the other leg sinks deeper. To lift the other leg, then the first one goes back and sinks again. The only way to go ahead and literally extricate myself is to lift like the trunk, like the torso of my body has to be lifted forward. So the Piagetzna says, same thing in life. A person could spend their days just lifting the legs, right? Today I move my left leg, tomorrow I move my right leg. But at the end of the day, when I move my left, the right sinks deeper. And I move my right, the left sinks deeper. And I don't really engage in any kind of real comprehensive movement in life. The only way to lift up the body is to awaken the neshama. Awaken the soul. And when you awaken the soul, that's like lifting yourself, your entire body out of the quicksand. And what happens when you lift your entire body out of the quicksand? You can move both legs at once. Instead of moving one forward and having the other one sink deeper, you can move everything forward together. Says the Piagetzna, the secret in life, and they will say this is incredible, because I think what the Piagetzna is touching on over here is probably one of the greatest challenges in Yiddishkeit. A person could be behaviorally proficient, and a person could be doing all the things, quote-unquote, they need to do. It doesn't mean that I'm progressing spiritually. So I could be moving one leg each day, doing stuff on a ruchni level, but it doesn't mean that I'm growing spiritually. The only way to grow spiritually, says the Piagetzna, is to awaken the neshama. Of course, then the million-dollar question becomes, how do you awaken the neshama? So we'll begin this today. He says, Havi ma'ora b'tfila, havi ma'ora b'torah, Bavoda, ubechal divrei his horus asher ya'alu l'cha. Says the Piagetna, there are many ways to awaken the neshama. You can awaken the neshama through davening, through tefillah, and we're going to go ahead and focus on all these things. You can awaken your neshama through Torah, through learning, ba'avoda, or b'chol divrei his orus asher ya'alu l'cha. The truth is, says the Piagetna, there's not just one way to awaken the neshama. There are multiple avenues towards soulful wakefulness, right? Where ultimately, again, a person could... So again, and we're going to discuss about saying, I want to point out the beautiful part about this is different things work for the neshama at different times. I guess some people are fortunate that they awaken the neshama with all of these things. I don't know that all of us use all of these avenues every day, but hopefully we could avail ourselves of at least one of these avenues each and every day. Awaken the neshama through davening, awaken the neshama through Torah, and awaken the neshama through avoda. Now we're going to discuss what avoda means in this context. Ubechol divrei his orus asher ya'alu l'cha. And then the Piagetna says, after he says Torah, tefillah, avoda, he says, or any other way in which you can awaken your soul. Ki es haklal hazeh hakok al libcha. Here's the important principle to engrave upon your heart. Here we go. Af ha-poshet mi-Yisra, even the simplest Jew, im yazin l'kolei nishmaso, if he listens to the voice of his neshama, v'yakshev l'genuchos yisurel, u'lezimrei sichosel. Listen to these beautiful words. If you listen to the neshama, and you listen ultimately again to the groans of its suffering, and to the song of its celebration, L'truas tipuse aliyoseha, to the literal the truas of its aliyah, ul'ra'ash yiridoseha, and to the noise of its yiridos, its descent, as af min ma'oros yom echad, sefer of the gadol hayayachal yirshom, says the Piagetna. If we are only aware of what the neshama goes through each and every day, because each and every day is filled with alios and yuridos, is filled with ascent and descent, is filled with spiritual successes and spiritual failures. You could compile an entire volume just based on one day of the neshama's journey. Ava miyishma lehem yasa, umiyakshiv lepirkuse aniyazu, hakshiv atala umeatzmacha tisorer, machshavos etzos urutzonos meatzmam ya'alu lecha. So this is actually quite amazing. Says the Piagetna. So part of the way in which we ultimately awaken the neshama is to become aware as to what the neshama is telling us. This is such a beautiful idea. The neshama communicates with us every single day. You know, we'll say, I've mentioned this before, like Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcher brings down, he quotes the Zohar that says that if you listen very carefully, you could still hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha on Har Sinai. If you listen very carefully, you could still say that first Dibrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said. So we know like sound scientifically breaks down into smaller and smaller units. You could still hear, but the Rebbe says, but essentially you have to be tuned in to the right frequency. So if God is broadcasting on AM and I'm on FM, I'm not going to hear it. It might be that's not a statement about me. I don't know what frequency Hashem Baruch Hu broadcasts on. But you understand? I mean, you have to be tuned into the right. You could have the most state of the art radio, but at the end of the day, if you're not in the right frequency, you can't hear it. Says the Piagetna, the neshama talks to us each and every day, and broadcasts messages, and the neshama tells us when things are going well and when they are not. But in order to be able to hear that message, I have to be tuned in to the right frequency. How you get tuned into the right frequency of the neshama, Me'er Tzashem will see tomorrow with the Piagetna. Maybe it's